All right. Welcome, everyone, to another Van Hack Success Case interview. I'm Ilya, and today I'm super excited to be joined by Pankaj, who is a QA engineer living in Toronto, who got hired through Van Hack. Hey, Pankaj, welcome, and congratulations on your success.
Hello. Hi, everyone. So thank you for joining this call, and really excited to see you here. And yeah.
Awesome. So the first question, as always, is tell us about yourself. You know, who are you? Who are you? Where are you from? How many years experience do you have? And what technologies? All those good things.
Yeah. So I am basically from India, and I have 7+ years of experience. And I was working as a QA engineer. And in India, I was working in Bangalore in some of the companies, IT companies, and recently moved to Toronto. I was working from home now. So yeah, that's about me.
Nice. So how was your job search, and kind of where did the relocation dream come from, and how was the job search before Van Hack?
Yeah, so I started in India. I was working in India as a QA engineer, and there I was looking for some of the opportunities abroad, and getting to know about Van Hack. To some of the internet job portal. So I just got to know about Van Hack and started looking around it. And then I got to know about the opportunities in Canada. So I was really excited to work in Canada because it's a really beautiful country. And I was going through the process, like how the process is in Van Hack, how the job opportunities are offered. So I was going through it, and I was not 100% sure that it's going to work, but I got a message from the Van Hack team through LinkedIn, and I just registered and completed my profile, and then started my interview process.
Awesome. So how was like the first few weeks, months on Van Hack? Did you get any interviews? How were the preparation sessions? Any highlights that stand out for you?
Yeah, when I started, I just applied for one position as a QA, and then I immediately got a call from Van Hack as a screening round, and there they help like what are the things I need to be prepared with, and what sort of interview and technical rounds will be there. So I got a pretty good help from Van Hack before the actual interview, so how I should be prepared with. So that helped me when actually the interview started with the company, and I was somewhat prepared, and it was going smooth, my whole interview process with the company.
Nice. So you applied to one job, and you got the job, like that one for one. Was that right?
Yeah, so I applied for the one, and luckily I cleared all the rounds. And I was selected in the same company. So I didn't have to apply for a second job. Yeah.
Okay, so first off, for anyone watching, that's pretty rare. So that's you know, usually Van Hackers apply for 20, 30, 40, even 100 jobs before they get hired. So congratulations, that's really exciting. That's really
exciting. Yeah, I think I was lucky.
Yeah, well, hey, luck is where preparation and hard work, meet, right? So I think you have to be good to be lucky, right? So that's cool. So how was that moment where you got hired? Like, how did you find out that you got hired? How did you feel? What how did you react to the news?
Yeah, actually, after the final round, and then I was called for the HR round with the company, mm-hmm. and the HR informed that I was selected. So I was really excited because I wanted to give surprise to my family. My wife, so she was very fascinated about Canada and really wanted to travel and see how the Canada actually is. Mm-hmm. So I was really excited to share this experience, this all the big opportunity with my family. And I myself was very excited because from the day I started working in IT companies, I always wanted to see how the companies work in other countries as well. What is the work culture, and what are the opportunities ahead in my career. So that was really exciting for me because I was going to experience that on a global level. So I was really, very happy.
Awesome, fantastic. And how about the relocation process? So you got the job offer, but now you actually have to move to Canada. How was the visa process? You know, the flight, all those things, finding a house, etc.
So once I got selected and got the offer letter, after that, I received the LMIA letter from my company, from the hired company. And then I started my work visa process. So in that also, I got help from the Manhack team, how to prepare for my work permit. And I started preparing all the documents, which I will be required to submit my work visa process. And once I was ready with that, I had a call with Vanek and they shared all the process. So it was easy for me to apply for the work permit and it was very new. I was not aware of many of the process, like how to prepare all those documents. So that helped me a lot. And once I applied, I think after 2 weeks itself, I got the confirmation that my visa is approved.
Wow.
And a few days I got the visa stamped on my passport. So yeah, so this is like a pretty smooth process because I got most of the guidance.
Very cool. And how about the actual relocation? Like, how did you feel when you arrived in Toronto? You know, you mentioned you arrived in November, so it was probably a little bit different weather than in India, right?
Yeah. So actually, I got the visa in April around, but due to COVID, the flights were banned and I had to wait. So I was working from India itself remotely till the time. And when the flights resumed and then we booked the ticket for Toronto. And then after 1.5 months, we prepared everything and then we landed in Toronto. There also I got help from my company, like where to go and how to find your first rent house. So that also, the initial days when I landed in Toronto, that was all pretty awesome. It was a bit winter, it was a bit cold, so but still it was a very warm feeling from inside that we have landed in Canada and we are going to work for this company.
Nice, nice. You're warm inside. That's what matters. That's cool. And how's life been now? You know, you've been almost or over 6 months now in Canada. How's life? How's work? How's your wife? Is she happy? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's been more than 6 months now. So I'm really liking the environment here, the culture, the people here whom I met every day. So they are really nice and they are really welcoming to foreigners. And now when we see the spring season in Canada, everywhere like flowers are full in bloom and it's really nice weather. So we visited some of the places here in Toronto. So we are really enjoying our time, the wife, and I have a small baby. So he is 2.5 years old. So he is also liking, means he really enjoying to play around and see quite good wildlife here, the birds, the geese, and he's very happy to see the things around. We are really enjoying.
Nice. That's fantastic. Great to hear. Well, what tips do you have for other Vanhackers who are on their journey looking to get hired like you? What would you wish you knew before you started your process?
Yeah. If I see myself, I was not aware of this work permit or work visa way of coming to Canada. So I only knew about a study permit or through PR process, we can come to Canada, but I got to know about this work permit. So I would really suggest the newcomers or to the Vanhackers that there's really a way you can get a job and then you can easily relocate to Canada if you are dreaming of Canada or anywhere in the world. So this process of giving the interviews online and then getting hired. So you just need to be prepared in your technical area and if you are waiting for any opportunities like interview calls. So you should be prepared with, and once you get that opportunity, so give your best shot, and then it will be, everything will be very, very nice. So,
yeah. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to record this session or this interview. Have a great, time and experience in Toronto. All the best. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Thank you. See you soon.